It is homegrown week, Tuesday. We're just getting about one third of the way through the week, and a bluegrass band here in town called Tin Can Gin. They've just put out their new self-titled album as well, and we'll probably hear a couple of tracks from that. And I think we'll go around and intro you guys just real quickly. Nori Perrine on the fiddle. I'm doing this not in order of how long you've been in the band, mind you. I'm just going with the order in which I see you. So, Trevor Marin on guitar, on the banjo. Harrison Olk on bass. Mark Glenn and mandolin. Brian Nelson. Thanks, guys, for being here today. I want to start off with a tune. We'll talk again in a few minutes. Tin Can Gin live in Studio A here on 103.3 KMD. Demon, which is the lead-off track on the new record. Has it actually been released yet? I mean, it says spring, and I don't know when spring is anymore. So
yes, it has been released. We had a CD release party down in the cities 2 weekends ago at Palmer's.
Oh, cool.
And then we just had a release at the Rex last weekend, which was a blast.
So. Fantastic. All right. Well, congrats. How you recorded over the winter? Did you record it last fall sometime? Or?
We recorded over Christmas at Sacred Heart, actually, with Tom Fabjance, and we just got together and picked out a few days that would work for us and got her done, and it was a really neat experience for us all. It's an incredible place, Sacred Heart, and Tom did a fabulous job, so it was it was really special to do it there.
I heard you using some of the natural reverb in that room. How did you approach? I mean, bluegrass sometimes is such a tight, you know, it's got to be almost choreographed how the instruments weaving in and out, but did the wash create a problem for you guys at all?
Not really. Tom knew what he was doing, when, you know, he was very familiar with the setup there. And so we kind of trusted him. We kind of told him our ideas, and he had some really cool ideas that he brought to the table, and we just kind of meshed it together, and it all worked out great. You know, there's different subtleties that you notice here and there, you know, that we really did use the room for, and it was great. It was a really cool experience.
Yeah, and there are some sweet spots in the room, too. I mean, just having been to many gigs there, I find, like, I know exactly where I want to sit.
Right.
You know, it's like, that's my seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody else can sit here, because, like, all the stuff just comes down off those arches.
Right.
Yeah, it's really neat.
That's great.
Well, let me talk a little bit about how you guys came together. Harrison and Trevor. Harrison on the banjo and Trevor Marin on guitar. You guys, your website says childhood friends.
Yeah, we went to high school together.
Okay.
I moved up here for college, and Trevor and I jammed up quite a bit down in the cities together in high school. And
so that's where you guys grew up?
Yep.
Where in the city?
White Bear Lake.
Okay.
Yep, and then so I invited him up to Duluth, and, you know, the music scene up here is just so supportive and great, and I thought, this is, you know, let's try and do something. Let's, you know, get something together. And yeah, so we met up with Brian as well, and started out Tin Can Gin, and it's been such a fun ride. It's been very cool.
Brian.
So, and we're very fortunate to have these two joining us as well, Nori and Mark. It's excellent. It's definitely filled out our sound. So,
Brian, you're a Duluth area, Duluth Superior native. Are you from up here?
No, I actually grew up in Coon Rapids and moved up here for college, and now I just loved it so much I couldn't leave. So,
yeah. That's another plug for Duluth. So.
It is, yes. Yes. We love it here.
Well, and Mark, we know you, of course, because you are a KMD veteran as well. But you've been on the scene. You're playing bass in several ensembles. I've seen you play with other groups. Five during the festival. So, but you're part of this wonderful ensemble, too. And Nori, you joined after the original three. You came in on fiddle. And
yes.
And the band bio describes you as bringing your Celtic sensibilities to the ensemble. Is that really where you started, was more Irish fiddling? Was that more what you were doing first?
Yeah, I started out doing more classical Suzuki method and got really into Celtic Scottish fiddling and kind of dove into that through my high school years, and then started doing more with blues and jazz and wound up playing with these guys. So it's kind of a fusion and... But I think it works really well. So,
well, I was thinking, you know, I hate putting people in, you know, pigeonholing and labeling and stuff, but, you know, described as an alt bluegrass band. I'm thinking, well, there was this whole thing called Newgrass in the 70s,
right,
which, of course, is just an amazing fusion of stuff.
It's the greatest.
And so, if you were to consider yourself truly as an alt bluegrass, is that different than Newgrass? Is that the next level? Is that the next stage?
I would be extremely honored to be called Newgrass, I think.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Newgrass Revival, those guys. I like that 70s bluegrass. You know, I think that probably sums it up well. We have a hard time labeling what we are, you know, because everybody says different things, so we just... Alt bluegrass works, I suppose.
I'm trying to write some stuff for these guys that's going to be a little weirder, and I think I want to call it progress.
Progress.
Ooh,
well, progress. Progress.
A whole new level.
Yeah, actually, it becomes its own thing.
That's
nice.
Good.
That was
that
was Mark there on bass, Mark Glenn. So, well, cool. I want to hear another tune. Let's we'll talk in a few minutes.
Yeah, this one's a brand new one.
Okay, what's it called?
Trying to Catch My Ride. Thank you.
closer to the end. Coming close, but I still can't reach. Hope eventually I'll hit that peak. Relying on that feeling that shines. I'm in between or over the lines. If you're me, then you definitely agree. It's a crazy world, the world that we see. Trying to catch my ride. Catch my ride again.
Tin Can Gin, as yet unrecorded song called Catch My Ride.
It was. So, brand new.
So you got it back in the studio. So you,
well, that's the plan for the end of the summer.
Don't sit still. I mean, you know, back in the 60s, man, it was every 6-7 months somebody was putting their record out. You know? Back then, there was no time to waste. So,
yeah. Of course, we're pretty excited. We've got a lot of pretty fresh material recently, which is good.
Do you find, having, of course, recorded the shelf of albums that you guys already made, but, I mean, do you find that after you come out of the studio, is that when creativity starts to really, suddenly ideas are,
I definitely think that was the case for us.
It's like there was a dam holding you back until you got the material you had out of the way, and suddenly ideas flow. Or
right, yeah, and, I mean, just everybody's so busy, and we're kind of all living, in different locations around the Midwest, so to finally get together and be in the studio together as one was great.
Wait, so hold on. Mark wants to say something, but I'm going to say, you're not all living in the Duluth Superior area?
Nope.
That complicates things.
Yeah, it makes sense. Well,
wait, where are you guys all spaced out then? Where?
Nori's from Ashland, Washburn. Okay. Trevor and I are stationed in the cities right now.
Okay.
And Mark and Brian are up here.
All right.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that is a spread. So, what do you get together once a month to rehearse for a day or two, or how
we
do you...
play a lot? we play pretty much every weekend, so we get together quite often.
Hmm. So a little bit of mileage on the cars, then. I guess.
Quite a bit, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So the new record we were talking about just getting to see, and Mark wanted to lean in, you had something to say, and Mark Glenn on the
bass. Were asking about the inspiration, and whether when you get out of the studio, is that where inspiration comes for new stuff? And what I'm finding, and I've only played with these guys since June, I'm finding that the songs that we record on the album, I'm still like coming up with new parts, and we are still experimenting with arrangements. And so it's kind of like, oh, maybe the song wasn't finished when we recorded, but I think that's a plus because we're not going out and just trying to play it as it is on the album. The songs are still growing and breathing, and we're still coming up with new arrangements of what we've already put down.
I think about bands, early on that would play things exactly like they played them on the record, and there are bands that record in order to promote their concerts. There are people that play concerts to promote the record, and it feels like you guys are the first kind, because like the Dead or Dylan, you're always out there trying a new way of doing that song, because the last thing they wanted to do is do it like it's on the record, you know?
Right.
So
people
can hear the record anytime. They can, but seeing your gig, that's something special.
So. Right.
Bluegrass is a very visual ensemble. Yeah. You do.
I was actually thinking about that for a while.
But. Yeah. is banjo? I always have to ask banjo players this question. So you forgive me for repeating myself. I've talked to other banjo players and they've heard this before in the air, but how did you move to banjo? Is this where you started, or did you start?
I started when I was 7.
On banjo?
Yeah. I was brought to a lot of bluegrass festivals as a kid, and I picked an instrument.
Poor thing.
I know, right?
That's child abuse.
It is. It was for a bit.
Hey, it's better than polka.
That's true, yeah. Right. So right from the get-go. So I've been playing since I was 7.
You got a great three-finger style. I mean, that's something that a lot of young banjo players around here just are frailing, and they just say frang, 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 but you've got a more intricate thing going on, so that's great. So,
yeah. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, Nora, you said you started with Suzuki fiddle, and well, I guess you know, Trevor on guitar. Guitar is an entryway for a lot of people, but you've been
just kind of stuck with
just
it.
A journeyman, yeah.
Much.
Yeah. And mandolin, did you start on violin? A lot of people do.
No, actually, I played guitar for about 16 years, and I had bought an old mandolin at a music store that was closing down for pretty cheap back in the day. Never played it, and then when I met Trevor. A couple of years ago, he saw that I had a mandolin and was like, oh, do you play? And I was like, well, I know about three chords. So we decided to try and get together. I knew the important ones, G, C, D, which is a lot of bluegrass. So kind of been self-teaching myself for about 3 years, but it's going well. I like it.
Well, you're picking out some melody lines, too, so that's developing nicely. I'm not name-dropping. I kind of am. I'm name-dropping. I don't mean to name-drop, but it ties in. I was talking with Maceo Parker, a sax player, and when his older brother was playing with James Brown and on drums, and James Brown says, oh, you play sax. Do you play barry sax? Maceo said, yes, I do. Yes. And he actually never, he was only a tenor and an alto man, but he quickly went out and learned how to play barry so he could get the gig. You know, so
that's good.
Yeah, it's got string instruments, of course. And bluegrass, I feel like people tend to kind of end up in one place or another, but it's, of course, they're all kind of peas of the same pod, you know, the banjo, guitar, and mando. So they do often share a lot of the sensibilities. But let's hear another tune. You guys are... What's up next?
Yeah, this next song, this is our attempt at a love song. This song's called Waiting and Anticipating.
Anticipating, my thoughts are suffocating. When will this word soon see light? Baiting and dislocating, secure of relocating, where your heart knows it is right. Falling from the highest tree, you lose your breath and then you believe. Writing words along the wall, I'm hoping you can read them all. I'll catch you when you fall. My thoughts are suffocating. When will this word soon see light? Wasting and communicating. My thoughts are accumulating. Knowing the truth in your smile. Falling from the highest tree. You lose your breath and then you believe. Writing words along the wall. I'm hoping you can read them all. I'll catch you when you fall. Thank you.
song Waiting and Anticipating from the new record, self-titled Tin Can Gin, that you've just released in the last couple of weeks. The record, mostly stuff you guys have written, is, I see Blackberry Blossom, of course, a great classic fiddle tune. Do you guys take your inspirations from all edges? I mean, are you, you know, you're writing a lot of the material. How does that come about? I mean, is it, Mark, you said you were going to try and get some songs in too that you're working on, but as an ensemble, how does it come about?
I haven't presented anything to them yet. Each of these other folks has written a tune or brought a tune in and co-written. There's some co-writing. We don't have a credit on the album for each person. But everybody except me has actually brought material, and I'm scheming, and they don't know what I'm coming with them. I have some crazy ideas I'm going to throw at, but it hasn't happened yet. But that's my goal for our next studio experience, is to throw some weird.
Actually, we're gonna mark this on the calendar. This is the day before they broke up. Write that down right there. When the bass player brings in ideas, you guys have to be a little. There's a joke, I'm sure, about that. So, you know, it started with the two of you, with Trevor and Harrison. The two of you have it played together longer than you've played with the rest of the group.
Yeah, I don't know. We just jammed. You know, we both were very musical growing up. I didn't really even play banjo that much with Trevor then. I think I played the bass or something. And yeah, we were kind of like a ska reggae kind of thing. And we just had fun. It was high school, you know.
Yeah.
We were just looking for any opportunity to just kind of jam, I think. And so it's kind of blossomed, though.
Pretty much just played the same three songs over and over, though.
You know, it's working on those three songs where everything kind of coalesces. That's fine. You know? And you play those three songs real well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I want to hear another tune before you go.
All right. Should we do it? Pretty nice. All righty. So this song's got a little backstory behind it. This song was actually written by my stepdad, who I woke up one morning, walked downstairs, and he's frantically writing on a sheet of paper, and I asked him what he was doing, and he said that I was in his dream the night before, and that these are the lyrics that I was singing to him in his dream, and they were great, and I finished the song on the way up to Duluth afterwards, and this is what came of it. So
wow.
It's a good song for today, too. You know, it's, what is it? It's April. It's almost May, and it's snowing, and it's cold, and this song's called Pretty Nice Day.
Pretty nice day to wake up with the sunrise. Pretty nice day to raise your hands to the sky. Stomp your feet and dance to the rhythm. Fill the forest up with laughter. Bring your tent, land to stay. Pretty girls, they're bathing in the sunlight. You bet yourself it's a pretty nice day. Pretty nice day to wake up with the sunrise. Pretty nice day to raise your hands to the sky. Stomp your feet and dance to the rhythm. Pretty nice day to give it a try. And dance to the rhythm. know you gotta play that bluegrass music. It's the sweetest sound, wouldn't you say? Well, pick in all night until the sunrise. Damn straight, it's been a pretty nice day. Pretty nice day to wake up with the sunrise. Pretty nice day to raise your hands to the sky. Stomp your feet and dance to the rhythm. Pretty nice day to give it away. Stomp your feet.
All right, pretty nice day. It's one of the tracks on your new album, self-titled album, Tin Can Gin, here live from Studio A. And you've had a pretty busy year with gigs all around the Midwest, and of course...
Yeah, a lot of fun stuff coming up on in the future.
All right. So busy spring, good.
It
hope
is.
You'll scare away the snow, we hope. So thanks, guys, for being here, all
yeah,
of you.
Thank you
appreciate
very much.
It.
Thank you.
It's Harrison Olk on banjo, Trevor Marin on guitar, Brian Nelson on mando, Nori Perrine on fiddle, and Mark Glenn on bass, Tin Can Gin. Today's live from Studio A, produced by Christine Dean, with help from Rick McLean. Kennedy Homegrown Week made possible by Lake Superior College of Duluth and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to kumd.org, click on Arts. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.